girlfriend. So this week I want to speak about a very important topic. Why is sleep more important than cutting off pasta? Yeah, I know you were not expecting that. But yeah, why is sleep more important than cutting off pastas? When we're trying to get fitter, healthier, we're like, I need to like let go of the carbs and the bread and the pasta. This week I'm here to say sleep is more important than cutting off pasta, so keep eating them. Yep. So I'm here to remind you of something that often gets overlooked when we think about getting fitter and feeling better. Sleep. We talk a lot about movement, nutrition, obviously, but sleep really is the foundation that holds it all up. When you're sleeping, your body actually is doing the most important work, repairing muscles, balancing your hormones, and resetting your brain so you can show up with energy and focus. If you're skimping on sleep, it doesn't matter how perfectly you train or how clean you eat, your progress will eventually stall or plateau. Why? Because your hunger hormones, ghrelin and leptin, and no, those are not the names of gremlins, they will get thrown out of whack. You feel hungrier, less satisfied, and you tend to reach for those quick, snacky, sugary foods. Plus, your insulin sensitivity drops, which makes it harder for your body to use fuel efficiently. Sleep also plays a huge role in your immune system, your motivation, and your mental clarity. Honestly, we've all felt it before. Everything just feels harder when we're tired. Even our feet are heavier, right? I want to invite you to treat sleep as a non-negotiable part of your training. All right? Quick tips to improve that sleep. One, consistent bedtime and wake time. Our body actually loves rhythm. Second, important, limit screens an hour before bed because yes, blue light delays melatonin. If you are watching TV or being on your computer or phone in the evening, I highly recommend using blue light glasses. They actually work. Make your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet. Yes, having a cool bedroom really has an effect. Fourth, avoid caffeine after early afternoon. I'm a big fan of coffee myself, and I'm really trying to be conscious of that. I used to say that caffeine in the afternoon doesn't affect me. I think this is a lie. So really try to be conscious of that this week. Lastly, have a wind down routine. Reading, light stretching, journaling, breathing exercises. Those are all ways to signal to your body that you're heading to sleep so you can fall fast asleep as soon as your head touches the pillow. So think of it this way. Movement, nutrition, and sleep are like a triangle that holds your health together. And you deserve all three. Don't forget to prioritize your rest this week. Sleep is a non-negotiable part of your training. Have a good week.